Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Jim in just a moment.
I'm Dana Murphy, a fifth-generation Oklahoman. From my family's farm and ranch in northwest Oklahoma to my home in Edmond, I uniquely understand both rural and urban Oklahoma. I'm a problem solver, and I get things done. I'll partner with our next governor to create lasting solutions for the budget, education, and the economy. With your vote, I'll get our state back on track. It's time for something different.
Real experience, real results. Dana Murphy, conservative Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Dana Murphy 2018.
Her name is Kathy Costello.
Voters in Oklahoma are faced with serious decisions on June 26th. Should we elect the same politicians who have gotten us where we are? Or is it time to elect new leaders determined to move Oklahoma in a better direction? I'm Kathy Costello. Join me at the polls June 26th to demand a bright future for Oklahoma.
Vote for Kathy Costello.
For Labor Commish.
Jobs for gals and fellows.
Authorized and paid for by Kathy Costello for Labor Commissioner 2018.
First half of 2018 has been pretty good for U.S. beef exports, building, according to Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center, off of a very good 2017.
2017 was really good, and we're beating it thus far in 2018.
We are, especially to the Asian markets, have been really strong this year. And then we found with these strong Asian markets, Australia has done well in those markets too. So we've all really done well. South Korea, Taiwan, Japan have been strong. And then some of the other markets around the world. This last month, we sold beef to 93 different countries. And that's a mark here. We get close to that 100 different countries. We're also broadening that market, which is good news too. But the strength has really been in the Asian markets on a year-over-year basis.
How much concern do you have about all of this? I don't know. Maybe you want to call it noise regarding trade, tariffs, retaliation. A lot of folks have kind of thought this is stirring it up, but we, at this point anyway, have not seen too much damage to the actual numbers.
We really haven't, and these are companies making business decisions, so when you keep things kind of up in the air, I think it's a bit of a negative. But the quality of the product that we're producing and the rather strong incomes overseas have really been supportive in here. So these somewhat have counterbalanced some of the noise, as you called it, but we're concerned. We're actually a little bit more concerned in the poultry and especially the pork marketplace with this international trade situation than we are on the beef side. But there's a lot of unknowns in that arena, and these are key markets, and so we'll have to wait and see how it sort of unfolds.
We're all kind of hung together. We are joined at least partially at the hip. If somebody loses market share, if the pork folks are hurt because of tariffs, it can hurt the other sectors, right?
Absolutely. It feeds back. If we don't sell the pork overseas, then we have to consume it in the U.S. These are largely fresh products, and you have to lower prices enough to absorb that. What we found, though, so far this year on the pork front, is we've actually exported more than we anticipated, so we've had a little bit less competition in the meat case and the grocery stores especially. But that can turn very quickly in this international world, and that's kind of what we're keeping an eye on.
Among the worries that U.S. livestock producers are watching, tariffs in place right now by Mexico against U.S. pork, and potential tariffs by China against both pork and beef after the early part of July. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's summertime. Lots of big auctions ahead of us at Superior Video Livestock Auction starting Thursday, June 21st. It'll be the 2018 Tallgrass Yearling Auction starting 9 a.m. Central Time. It'll come out of Emporia, Kansas. Then Big Sky Roundup comes 27th and 28th of June. And the Week in the Rockies for 2018, the 9th through the 13th of July. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.